Every one of us is different. Every one of us has a different personality. And I think it would be wrong to cover it because you believe that by acting like another one, you can be better. No way. At the end of the day, your personality will come out. Therefore, you need to work inside yourself to try to improve the points that you know in front of the mirror that you have to improve.
Okay, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Today here with Stefano Domenicali. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Nico. Thanks to everyone that is listening and watching.
Yeah, so a very busy time here in Geneva, so we appreciate. Only 20 minutes we got. Usually the podcast is 1 hour, 1.5. So today we're going to do, just like Lamborghini, the high-performance version of podcast, right?
That is great. I mean, intensity, you know, that's connected to the emotion, so that's good.
Perfect. We start, I want to jump back into the past a little bit. So you were boss of Ferrari. Ferrari Formula One, and you became world champions. Can you take us through a little bit the emotions, the passion of being the head of this incredible Italian company?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very privileged and lucky because, as always, when you live this kind of emotion, you know, are really something unique that you need to bring home and try to use for the moments that is not always like that. Because when you're winning, everyone is, you know, above all in Ferrari and in Italy, you can imagine, and Nico, you know very well that, you know, consider you like a hero. But you need to remember that you are a normal person that has to the duty of managing people and that have a great responsibility. Positive emotion were incredible. They are sculptured in my mind, and this is great. But as I said, this moment made me stronger in moments that the situation was not the same. When you are second, losing championship for 1, 2, 3 points, because that was the magnitude on which later on we lost the championship. You know, it helps to show to yourself, first of all, when you're looking into the mirror, that, you know, there is always thinking positively that you can take to the next step. Because that's really our life. You know, when you win, you believe that is normal and is given for granted. And this is not true. And you, Nico, know very, very well. And but that's the beauty of being in that business, the beauty of having a new challenge. Every day, try not to be happy on what you did because you can do another step. And this is something that you need to learn. And the emotion that I and the experience that I have when we won really were beneficial to me to understand how to manage, you know, the difficult moment of the career.
So for me, this is interesting because I now asked you about the beauty of it. And straight away in your answer, there was 50% explaining how tough it also is. Yeah,
it is our life.
Maybe can you explain that side a little bit more? I mean, you were God, more or less, in Italy. Yeah, because you were running this team. You won the championship 2007 with Raikkonen. You were the boss. I think for the Italians, you're close to God. There's the Pope. Come on, there's the Ferrari racing team of which you're the boss.
Yeah.
The whole nation is behind you. Can you explain the pressure that comes with all these expectations? And of course, they think, okay, you have to win all the time.
Yeah,
that's not possible. Can you explain this a little bit and how you've then managed to learn to deal with them a little bit better, even if it remains, of course, super, super hard?
I think that you learn that on the job to understand how you can have your impact in the way that you are in that world. Because what I don't want to do, and I do believe is wrong, to cut and paste models that you have studied or you are interested in learning. Because at the end of the day, every one of us is different. Every one of us has a different personality. And I think it would be wrong to cover it because you believe that by acting like another one, you can be better. No way. At the end of the day, your personality will come out. Therefore, you need to work inside yourself to try to improve the points that you know in front of the mirror that you have to improve. Therefore, the positive energy that when you're winning something is bringing home are helping you to get stronger in that respect. Because if you don't have this kind of approach, then it would be a big problem in the difficult times. And you touch a very important point. When you are in such a certain position, you cannot be happy at all when you achieve your result. Because you know that the day after, that is already part of your memory. It's part of your life. And that's very hard.
That's
in a way, it's the beauty of that job. Because today you achieve something, tomorrow another step. And this is something that sometimes when you look back, you need also have the chance to relax a little bit and say, you know what, we did something that is unique.
And but you don't get the time to do that in Formula One.
That is the problem. That is the problem. Yeah, and now it's even more frequent in terms of racing. The pressure is very high. And you're right. But you know what I can bring home from my experience is that you should take the breath and understand really the level of achievement that we had the privilege to take were unique.
So this is what you would tell yourself when you were now, if you look back and you're 35 again.
Yes.
Your lesson to yourself of 35 is take the time, enjoy what you have achieved.
Yeah? Yes, because you are in a circus that you don't stop. Every second is you are in this kind of situation that you are like in a volumetric movement that you don't stop. You don't have the chance to realize. And this is, I think, that's something that I learned back. Take the time to say, okay, let's have a break, breath, and enjoy.
So a quote is, F1 is a circus. Just take that home, everybody who's listening.
No, okay. F1 is a circus. It's true. Because at the end of the day, you know what?
Of course, I know.
You believe that everyone is centric to that world.
Yeah.
And when you step out, but your heart is still there, you understand there is a lot of things that are around the world that are very interesting, very challenging. But, you know, we were born there. And it would be a mistake not to consider that.
Yeah, Toto. Message for Toto. You can think. Yeah, he's like you were, king of the world, and now in testing it seems Ferrari is faster. How do you think? I mean, the pressure for him must be absolutely insane. No, everybody expects he has to keep winning, and it looks like Ferrari is ahead now. What do you think?
I think that Toto has the experience to manage it. For sure, he knows that what I said before, what has been achieved is already in the drawing. Here, closed, is part of the history. But the people is expecting that because you were able to achieve such an incredible results year by year, now it's normal that you can be the strongest also this year. And I think that this year, even if I have to say also last year, the challenge was very high, you know, Ferrari seems to be very competitive. And I think that the fight, the sportive fight on that side will be even more interesting for us that we are watching with not any interested position in that situation. But he has to manage that. He knows how to manage. He has drivers that, for different reason, have something to show. And he will have, of course, a big fight with the Ferrari drivers, a new couple. Very interesting. I'm looking forward to see that.
As an ex-team manager, you're looking forward to the team internal Ferrari fight, though.
No, with all the teams. You know, I have to be very honest on that respect. You know, I understand from the sporting perspective, when you have freedom of racing, it is something that is more spectacular. But from a team perspective point of view, I wouldn't be in a position to then consider the point that you have lost because you didn't manage the relationship with the drivers. Because,
of course,
you know.
I know all about that. We lost a couple along the way. If I can jump to, you were team manager of Michael Schumacher in the biggest years.
Yes.
One lesson for life you learned from being so close to him.
It has been an incredible guy in that position when he was a world champion for so many years for us in Ferrari. It has been a guy that I was never happy about the fact that he wants to win. He wanted to, I always said that one example, he was able to put a ralenti on the performance of him while he was driving, try to understand.
Slow down,
yes. In frame by frame, the analysis on how he can improve his performance and how the car, so the team, so the engineers, can improve the performance of the car. He was the one that activated with the engineers, you know, the different switches on try to exploit the maximum performance in brake balance, in driving mode, in all the settings that now are so many. And this is something that we need to bring home. And the other thing that is very important for the team perspective point of view, he has never ever accused the team for any problem that he had. And he could have the chance to do it. I remember 1999 when he had a problem in Silverstone when he crashed. He had the leg broken. It was a problem, unfortunately, that a bolt was not tight enough on the brakes. But you never heard anything negative in saying, you know, the team did a mistake. So that's something that you bring home, and you will have all the troops, all the people that will fight even stronger for you in that situation.
So the two lessons would be then really attention to taking every
detail,
every possible detail and step of improvement, huh?
Absolutely.
And not just focusing on the big steps. This is one common trait among the great achievers.
I think that is
really
the point.
All the tiny steps.
Tiny step are making the difference. Absolutely.
Are you like that in Lamborghini now?
We need to do it. Yeah. And that's why I think that now we are in the process of growing in terms of attention, in terms of brand awareness. It's something really cool. And, you know, if I may, Nico, today there is correctly a lot of attention with our industry in the mobility approach of our car industry. But Lamborghini is representing something different, of course, in terms of value, in terms of what you want to have from this experience and what you want to have from this car. And you can see an interesting dichotomy. From one side, you see mobility growing. You see young generation normally are less interested in driving cars. From our side, the young generation are more and more focused on our brand. So they love our cars. We see the success we are having in the social media that is growing incredibly fast. We see the interest in all the things that are related to the young generation. Therefore, two things can live at the same time together.
But that's a really testament to the performance you're doing, that you're managing, even though people are leaving the interest of cars, you're building it up at the moment,
with the
youth, which is fantastic, what you're doing for the passion of the brand, apparently. And how this disruption in mobility is coming. Can you talk a little bit more about how you're planning to tackle that in short? Because, of course, everything is going electric, but you're the ultimate petrol head outlaw brand. How are you going to manage that transition? What have you got planned?
I think that the plan is, I would say, pretty clear on our side. Of course, we don't have to dilute what our customer wants from our side today. Therefore, in a couple of years, there is still a lot of interest of our cars with the powertrain that we're having. But it has been already decided that the next step will be hybridization with our models. But, for example, if we're talking about Aventador, we're going to keep the V12 engine at the center of the new hybrid powertrain.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
That is something that will take in terms of performance. I cannot say now today, but in terms of pure power.
Performance, acceleration, please.
That will be something awesome.
Strong.
Well, it will be something cool.
And you're putting the hybrid, of course, on the front wheels then, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, that's the typical best way to do it.
And as you know, the trade-off that we have to find is the hybridization is taking the car with a higher weight. You know, and the ratio weight to power is the point and is the challenge of the super sport car, and that will be even for the electric car in the future, because you need to keep the center of gravity as lower as possible. You need to make sure that you can save weights in all the other area in order to make sure that the performance is better, and then that's really the challenge that our engineers are focused on for the future projects.
Do you think you're going to be able to do all that technology in-house? Eventually?
No, I will be wrong. I think that it will be important to develop what we need for our brand. We have the great advantage of being part of a group that has a lot of technology, but we cannot apply the technology that they used for our volume cars or premium cars with us. So we need to work to see what is in the market, what is our group is preparing. But of course, what we were able to do today, for example, we were working tremendously hard on the personalization, on the details, on what was, let's say, a normal, if I may say, V8 engine, Urus, taken to another step in terms of driver dynamic, in terms of horsepower. This is what we were working on our own, and this is what I'm going to do even for the future. So personalize the application of the technology that will come from the group is the things that will happen.
Okay, so in the Aventador, for example, it could be an Audi electronic hybrid system?
Could be, but it's still working on.
Okay.
But it's important to maximize, in any case, the value of our group in terms of technology, in terms of competence that we have. It's a great things that we have. We cannot dilute that.
Of course, yeah. Let's move on to the Urus, which is your biggest success story at the moment. For everybody listening on my social media, your team has allowed me to drive it soon in a test
drive. Absolutely.
So we're going to be hitting that hard on a track somewhere, hopefully on the dirt track. Can you tell us a little bit how this has been such a great success now for you as a company and how excited you are about this?
I mean, I think we call it the game changer. Game changer because not only in terms of dimension, we doubled the size of our premises from 80,000 to 160,000 square meters in 1 year and a half. We have hired 700 people in less than 2 years. We have doubled the dimension in terms of volume with this car, but this car is a pure Lamborghini in terms of DNA. It is a super sport car dressed with an SUV. It's a car that is 4 or 5 seats, so you can go with your friends, with your family, the first one after many years. But if you want to have a different setting, you have all the same that you want. So you want to be on the driving mode, easy going. You can choose the Strada mode. All the naming are in Italian because we are an Italian brand. Then you can be sporty, you can be more aggressive. You can be Corsa, that will be full racing. Then will be neve, so it's snow, gravel, terra. So all the different setting that is taking the best way that the car can be driven by yourself. But it's a beast, 305 maximum speed, 650 horsepower. So it is something that you're going to have a lot of fun. And by the way, next year we're going to launch a new championship for our motorsport lovers, because we want to create a series where we take care of the cars. We want to do 80% of track, 20% of off-road. Customer coming, they come and enjoy the racing between themselves. So give another sporty dimension to this car that is really having a great success.
And you were talking just about the Urus?
Oh, correct.
Really?
Yes.
But so dirt track, dirt track stuff and all that?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
It will be amazing, hopefully. Touching wood will be great. We're going to present very soon the series and the championship. And of course, you will be invited to try the car before anyone else.
That's cool. So my dad tried it recently on a dirt track with you, I think, in Italy.
Yes.
He was planned to do 3 laps. After lap 2, he stopped because he said on lap 3 he would have killed himself because it was so exciting.
It was so exciting
to drive. So that's the testament to the performance of
great.
The Urus. Just to end up, can we just move on to leadership? You just said you're hiring like 700 people within 1 year. So this is huge. Can you give us one special leadership skill that you've learned that is now helping you to run this incredible Lamborghini company, which maybe can help us all to improve in our positions?
I think that the beauty and the challenge is that you have to integrate new, young, talented people in all the different area of the company. So we are talking about new technology, new process, new products, new competence that has to be mixed in the right way. What for me is important is to make sure that everyone of a single person that is coming has the right attention. From myself, because we are a small company, we are today 1,900 people, and from the different people that have the responsibility of managing different areas. Therefore, attention to details, making sure that everyone has the chance to give the value, no matter is the role, has to be perceived as a value creator. And the company has to be structured in order to be and to listen to that.
So how have you done it, that the little guy in inverted commas in technology can make his voice be heard?
It's just a matter of organization.
But is there once a week or once a month?
Yes.
He can put, and the manager, if it's good, passes it on all the way to the top? Or how does it work?
Yeah, it's a process of how we can make sure that the right talented people can have access to different positions. There is a process of different possibility we can offer. Of course, depending on where you are, there is a so-called job posting that internally you can present yourself in order to do another step.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, there is internal growth that we manage. There is a formation program that is taking you to the leadership. There is a course where not only in terms of technical skills you are evaluated, in terms of really relationship with the other people, in terms of the way you are as a person. Because, you know, we are a teamwork. We cannot afford to have people that are very, very special but not ready to work in an environment that has to take all the people working together.
Your biggest strength, you care for the people around you.
I do care about the people.
Which is a great, great leadership strength and very, very important. Huh?
Thank you. I mean, that's for me the vital thing. More and more today, where there is a lot of offer in the market, the reason why we are so attractive and the turnover of our people is so low, it's because I do believe we have a great product, we have a great company, of course, but we have the right attention to the people that are working in our company. They have to be really proud of being together with us.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Nico.
If you're listening for the first time, please subscribe to the podcast. Lots more cool action coming soon. Good luck, Stefano, with the future of Lamborghini.
Thank you.
We're following, and check out my Urus Drive soon on YouTube. Thanks a lot.
We'll do it together.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Ciao.